Welcome back to NewsRamp Science for Sunday morning, May 3rd, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Mining news breaks. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. delineates high-priority EEE zones at Atikokan. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. A Canadian mineral exploration company has identified high-priority rare earth element zones at the Atikokan Rare Earth Property in Ontario. The company's refined exploration strategy integrates geochemical assays and geophysical data to pinpoint areas of concentrated mineralization. Two distinct geological environments have been identified, with plans for follow-up exploration and potential drilling campaigns to determine economic potential.
Study uncovers why the risk of breast cancer increases with age. New research has revealed why the risk of breast cancer increases with age, as breast tissues change over time. This insight could lead to new strategies in fighting the disease. Companies like Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. might find this study valuable in their research efforts. For more updates in the biotechnology sector, visit biomedwire.com.
PowerMax Minerals, Inc. refines Atikokan rare earth targets in northwestern Ontario, identifying priority exploration zones. Soil, rock, and sediment sampling reveal consistent rare earth element anomalies supporting a mineralization model. With rising global demand for REEs, the company focuses on secure North American supply. Stay updated on PWMFF News at https://ibn.fm/PWMF.
Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens growth outlook with scalable satellite deposit strategy. Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens its growth outlook with a scalable satellite deposit strategy. The industry trend is shifting towards bolt-on deposits and district-scale consolidation to combat reserve depletion. West Santa Fe, located near Lahontan's flagship Santa Fe mine project, shows promising mineralization and a large surface footprint. This strategic move positions Lahontan Gold to thrive in the evolving mining ecosystem.
Investor news breaks. Helles Pharma TMCBOE-CA-HLP issues correction to TerraMine partnership announcement. Helles Pharma TM issued a correction to its partnership announcement with TerraMine, removing references to veterans exploring treatment solutions. The collaboration aligns with an executive order for mental health treatments and research participation. Helles Pharma is developing novel serotonergic agonists for mental health conditions like depression and anxiety, with HLP-003 in phase 3 for major depressive disorder. For more information, visit helles.com.
Greenland Energy GLNDC closes $70 million public offering to fund Jameson Land Exploration. Greenland Energy has successfully closed a $70 million public offering to fund exploration activities in the Jameson Land Basin. The proceeds will support the company's exploration plan, including OPW1 and OPW2 procurement, long lead materials, field readiness, workforce mobilization, winter preparation equipment, and tug and barge logistics for upcoming drilling operations in October 2026.
Rock breaks. CMX Gold and Silver Corporation eyes 2026 as a pivotal year, with a recent article highlighting its commitment to advancing operations at the Clayton Silver Project. The property's promising geology and focused land position it well for success despite fluctuations in gold and silver prices. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Biomed News Breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals receives FDA IND and clearance for Telomere Z in triple-negative breast cancer. Telomere Pharmaceuticals has received FDA clearance for its investigational new drug application for Telomere Z to treat triple-negative breast cancer. This paves the way for a Phase 1 half-clinical trial to assess safety and anti-tumor activity. The company's lead candidate shows promise in targeting key mechanisms in cancer and degenerative diseases.
Investor news breaks. Search Minerals Inc. launches 2026 baseline program for the Deep Fox and Foxtrot projects in southeastern Labrador. The environmental studies mark a significant milestone as the company progresses towards environmental assessment registration targeted for H1 2027. The program will provide crucial data for regulatory submission, project optimization, and development planning, reinforcing Search Minerals' position in the North American rare earth supply chain.
Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc. NYSE American AMYCEO discusses rare combination of grade and scale in Embler District. Trilogy Metals Inc. CEO Tony Giardini discusses the company's progress in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. With near-term catalysts on the horizon, Trilogy is focused on de-risking its projects and positioning itself in the global supply landscape for critical minerals. The company's Arctic and Bornite projects offer a rare combination of grade and scale, setting Trilogy apart from its peers as global demand for copper rises.
Biomed news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. reports Phase 1 data and plans Phase 2 study for Lyme disease prevention candidate. The Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. TNXPC revealed Phase 1 data and upcoming Phase 2 plans for TNX-4800, a monoclonal antibody aimed at Lyme disease prevention. The company expects to start the adaptive field study in the first half of 2027, pending FDA approval. TNX-4800 targets Borrelia burgdorferi and offers extended protection during tick season, presenting advantages over existing vaccine options in the U.S. VGTL Inc. highlights mid-air aviation incident, underscoring urgent need for advanced airspace detection as UAP and national security focus intensifies. VGTL Inc. highlights the urgent need for enhanced airspace awareness and real-time hazard detection systems following a recent mid-air encounter involving a United Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9. The incident, which occurred at 8,500 feet, emphasizes the critical vulnerability in current aviation safety infrastructure. VGTEL's CEO, Ken Williams, stresses the importance of extending observational intelligence into shared airspace to ensure public safety.
Network news breaks. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. completes drill mobilization at Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has completed drill mobilization at the Murdoch Mountain Project in Nevada for its 2026 exploration program. Following site preparation by contractor FTE Drilling, drilling is set to commence. The company has appointed Stantec Consulting Inc. as its NEPA environmental consultant and approved the issuance of 250,000 stock options to a consultant. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. Volition RX Limited NYSE American VNRX reports finger prick breakthrough for nucleosome detection in sepsis. Volition RX Limited NYSE American VNRX announced a breakthrough in nucleosome detection for sepsis using a finger prick prototype. The study, part of the Summit program, showed success in detecting nucleosomes in capillary blood from critically ill patients. This advancement could enable early immune disruption detection in conditions like sepsis, expanding testing access and potential commercial partnerships.
Network news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc. acquires Mackenzie East Gold Project in Val d'Or Mining District. LaFleur Minerals Inc. has acquired the Mackenzie East Gold Project in Quebec's Val d'Or Mining District. The project, adjacent to the Mackenzie Break gold deposit, showcases anomalous gold mineralization. LaFleur plans systematic exploration for resource definition and potential mill feed. The acquisition involves $30,000 in cash and 175,000 common shares, pending exchange approval.
Material transfer agreement between pharmaceutical company and Lexaria is extended. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. announces the extension of the material transfer agreement with a pharmaceutical company to evaluate its Dehydrotech technology. The agreement has been extended through December 31, 2026, to allow time for the review of Lexaria's 2026 R&D results related to GLP-1. This extension enables the two parties to continue their collaboration and strategic planning discussions, with results expected in Q3 and Q4 of this year.
GeoVax advances G-Deptin toward Phase 2 initiation and strategic partnership opportunities. GeoVax Labs Inquir advances G-Deptin towards Phase 2 initiation and strategic partnership opportunities. The company outlines near-term clinical milestones and combination strategies for its oncology program, focusing on integration into established therapeutic backbones and low lions. GeoVax prepares for a Phase 2 trial evaluating Gedapin in combination with an immune checkpoint inhibitor for head and neck cancer. The company also plans to expand development across additional solid tumor indications and seek strategic collaborations.
Fitzroy Minerals reports high-resolution mobile MT survey links multiple large conductive anomalies to copper molybdenum gold drill intercepts at the Caballos Copper Project, Chile. Fitzroy Minerals reports high-resolution mobile MT survey linking multiple large conductive anomalies to copper molybdenum gold drill intercepts at the Caballos Copper Project in Chile. The survey, completed by Expert Geophysics Services, Inc., identified conductivity and resistivity anomalies connected to mineralization from 2025 drilling. President and CEO Merlin Mar Johnson stated that the survey revealed plumbing architecture typical of world-class mineral systems in Chile, with large targets to be drilled soon.
Methamphetamine use linked to 1 in 6 heart attacks in California study. Methamphetamine meth use was responsible for approximately 1 in 6 heart attacks among adults treated at a Northern California hospital over a decade, according to a study in the Journal of the American Heart Association. Despite lacking typical heart disease risk factors, meth users faced a higher risk of death post-heart attack. Researchers emphasized the need for tailored prevention and treatment strategies for this vulnerable group. Biomed news breaks: ARMR Sciences Inc. advances fentanyl vaccine with private placement led by Joseph Gunner and Cohen Friend. ARMR Sciences Inc. has secured a private placement financing to advance its fentanyl vaccine towards human trials. Led by Joseph Gunner and Cohen LLC, the placement involved strategic and institutional investors. The vaccine, supported by the U.S. Department of War, aims to prevent fatal overdoses and combat threats from substances like fentanyl. This development marks a significant step in addressing synthetic drug threats.
Global instability in the Middle East and concerns over the Strait of Hormuz are driving the push for domestic energy security. Greenland Energy Company is focusing on Arctic exploration in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, aiming to secure rights to 70% of the basin and its estimated 13 billion barrels of oil potential. A new partnership with Halliburton for drilling and logistical support further strengthens the company's strategy.
Study finds exercise: ibuprofen combat brain fog in cancer patients. A recent study has found that exercise and ibuprofen can help combat chemo brain, the cognitive decline experienced by many cancer patients undergoing treatments like chemotherapy and radiation. This research offers hope for alleviating memory loss and concentration issues. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. are actively involved in developing cancer treatments to address these challenges.
Mining news breaks: Nicola Mining Inc. commences 2026 diamond drilling at New Craigmont Copper Project. Nicola Mining Inc. has initiated its 2026 exploration diamond drilling program at the New Craigmont Copper Project in British Columbia. The program aims to test a resistivity anomaly at approximately 75 meters, evaluating the potential for a porphyry skarn system and expanding understanding of mineralization. This follows encouraging 2023 drill results and targets the Jawtin anomaly identified through prior ZTEM surveying.
Mushin IR news breaks: Helus Pharma TMCBOECA, HELUS 5HARMT MCBOECA, HELUS MIND2 support phase 3 trial recruitment in veterans. Helus Pharma TMCBOECA help collaborates with Tara Mine to assist in recruiting veterans for its Paradig HLP003 phase 3 trial targeting major depressive disorder. This partnership with Vets aims to raise mental health awareness within the veteran community and aligns with an executive order on accelerating treatments for serious mental illness. Helus Pharma continues to advance its FDA breakthrough therapy designated program and pipeline of serotonergic agonists.
Investor news breaks: Canemera Energy Metals Corp. files NI 43-101 report recommending Phase 1 drill program at Schreibert Lake. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. filed an NI 43-101 technical report recommending a Phase 1 drill program at its Schreibert Lake project in Ontario. The report outlines a 1,500-meter, 9-hole diamond drilling campaign across priority targets within the Schreibert Lake carbonatite complex. This supports advancing exploration in a prospective mining district where Canemera holds the right to earn up to a 90% interest.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.